Market, the ultimate podcast for all you hustlers and dreamers out there. Join us on this electrifying journey from side hustle to CEO, where we dish out insider secrets, success stories, entrepreneurial wisdom, all that you need to be successful in the business world. I'm Kira Dineen, the CEO of DNA Today and your co-host. And my co-host is Benny.
Thank you. Welcome, welcome. Benny here with Kira.
And he's, as you guys can see, if you're watching the video version of this, the CEO of iShuck. And we're going to be kind of talking about utilizing AI tools today to streamline your workflows as an entrepreneur. So we'll talk about some of the tools that I've used, and we're really going to highlight iShuck's tools too, so that you guys can see. And I think we're even going to have a kind of behind the scenes look on that. And I'm going to be learning a lot about it. So I'm going to be learning right along with you guys. But a lot of the tools that I use is really to save time and money. I think that's like the biggest thing. I think those are two big aspects as an entrepreneur. So Benny, just off the top, like before we get into iShuck, are there other tools that you've used maybe before iShuck, before you guys developed your own AI tools or other ones out there?
Well, so we use, and we're going to drop the link on YouTube and also the other places that we have ability to drop the links in like probably, I think X and all the other social medias besides our own socials. So there is a tool called, and I want to share it with you. Let me share the screen. Let's go here. So this is iShuck.ai, but I want to share with you another tool that we use. It's called Taja, right? And Taja.ai will give you the link. And if you can support us by using our link, you'll give us a little support for our show and all the other shows that we do, because we get a commission for affiliates. So we have an affiliate program. And what Taja does, if you go over here, so if let's say I would take an example, any YouTube channel, right? Let me get a YouTube video from one of our videos that we have. So if I go and get a YouTube video, right? And I would drop it to this platform. And this is key. You need this done for every entrepreneur who's doing podcasting or who wants to get visualizations or he wants to get certain things done for their own platform or their own messaging. I apologize for that. So let's say I would take any vid. I'm going to find a vid here that we didn't do yet. Let's see right here. Just be patient with me, peoples.
You're good. Here. We're still seeing the optimized YouTube video. So you're in a private session over there. So it's good.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good. So we're here copying, pasting a video, right? And then what I'm doing is I'm pasting it to this thing, Taja, and I'm saying optimize for me. And what it does, it now starts optimizing and adding, analyzing the video for optimization for YouTube. So it gives you a score for the title. It gives you the breakdown of the video, which is what you want, the breakdown of the video. So I'm right now doing a live video of one of the videos we have on our podcast.
Oh, transcribing. That's
transcribing really the video from, and then it gives me here the 100% Carmen's journey from indie gaming to $1 million wins. Right. And then you have over here the breakdown of the whole thing. And then when you have this breakdown set up automatically.
Segments are nice. Yeah. With all the timestamps.
All the timestamps, automatically YouTube will break your video with those timestamps. So the YouTube will make breaks for the video automatically.
Right. I've noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah. So once you have those timestamps available, now you can generate thumbnails just for the heck of it. Let's generate a thumbnail. I mean, I have my own thumbnails, but whatever. Let's generate the thumbnail.
Sure. See what it comes up with.
That's it comes out crazy.
SEO optimized, search engine optimization too.
Probably, yeah. I mean, well, it does for sure does the SEO with the keywords, right?
Right, right. Yeah, we saw that. That's kind of in the background a little bit.
Right, so then it's choosing most engaging thumbnail concepts. And I found Taja.ai to be very, very helpful. And again, please, every user, if you can click from our link, that'll be awesome, right? Because you're going to be helping us if you sign up, you know, to sign up with our link.
Therefore, and sometimes when you click through an affiliate link, the person signing up gets a discount too. I don't know if yours does.
Yeah, yeah. Possibly. I don't know about this one, but I know for sure they're helping us. And by if they're going to register anyway, help us and register
not?
With us. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So with this, as we're waiting for it to come up with these results, so you need to actually post the YouTube video to then give it the YouTube link. So
yes, it has to be public. The video has to be public.
Okay. So that's really helpful for people to know. This is not something to do before you're releasing the YouTube video. No. So what you're getting from this then, obviously like those moments to be like, oh, this is like, you know, the, how YouTube is breaking it up kind of written in that way, which is helpful. Yeah. But because you've already posted the YouTube video, how is this then helpful? Because a lot of times tools that I use, it's the prep work to get to the point that I'm actually posting the YouTube video.
So I try to explain to everybody, you don't need to do the posting prior. Like the posting, you could do something simple, which we could do in another episode. I don't want to get into that too much.
Sure.
But I would use Adobe Express for the pregame. So I try to break the podcasting and when you're doing tasks within podcasting and YouTube, pregame and postgame. Pregame is basically, what do I need to do to initiate a podcast in the tech aspect of it, right? In the general aspect. So I say, listen, the pregame doesn't matter. As long as you have a good thumbnail, which is quick, 1, 2, 3, that's all you need. Don't waste so much of the pregame. Go live and let it be live. And then from YouTube, which is anyway the highest, so far, the highest paid monetizing platform that you can get on is YouTube. Soon it's going to be iShook.tv. We're going to give it at least 10x on the monetization, right? Which people should really focus on. And we have ClickTalk, which is part of iShook.tv. It's powered by iShook.tv, which is the app version. And what happens is now you got to worry about the post game. Then you worry about the post game. And when you're on the post game, basically means what is my success rate after I posted the product? So then what I suggest to everybody is don't try to go only live in the beginning. Focus on the post game 80% till you're able to have a huge live feed of hundreds and maybe thousands of people, maybe in 10,000 of people. You know what I mean?
So part of that is that taking, oh, this was a really good 20-second clip from the show, and now you're taking that and posting it again?
That's already shorts. I didn't even talk about the shorts. I'm talking about right now the full episode. Mm-hmm. So you have the pregame and then the postgame. So then I use Taja as the postgame. So basically it does all the work for me. So you can see already here, there's like great pictures for
that's cool.
For AI. Yeah, for AI.
Like an AI generated
image. Like now she's like a superhero, you know, like
it's yeah, like I might kind even of a cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah, I might even use one of these, you know. It's like really cool. And like
yeah.
Taja really does a good job, by the way, with these images. You know, and because it's taking off from the whole transcript, it's taking off from the mm-hmm. title, and from there it's already generating your AI thumbnail. And it's also
so like then you will say, you take that thumbnail and replace the thumbnail that you've used before when you uploaded the video, or will you
it will
use
do it automatically so get this
sync to YouTube
and it will do it automatically. Go to your YouTube studio right here. I'm showing the behind the scenes of our YouTube studio, and it's done deal. I mean, well,
insider look about to happen.
I would have to upload it privately. So I go here and, you know, I will go here and I would have to upload the thumbnail privately. There you go.
Okay. That's- so he's in a different tab now doing that. But yeah.
And that's
okay,
it. It's done. So I just changed the thumbnail, you know, made a little bit, a little sexy over here with the thumbnail, yeah. A little bit nice and you know, set up. And there you go.
And it's really important because thumbnails is what people like when they're searching for a topic on YouTube. That's what they're seeing. So that's how you want to grab people and really agreed, have that be engaging and kind of clickbaity a little bit. And so that you get people actually clicking on it so that they can look at your awesome content.
No doubt. And that's really where we're specifically at here. I mean, that's the reality of what we're doing. Just to get back to our screens here. So
Basically
that's what Taja does is I call it the post game for your YouTube podcasting post game. Now, does it work with everything else? I don't know. Other platforms. We're talking about SEO marketing, and that's what you want to do. Sure. That's what it's doing. So that's the game when it comes to what we're doing with Taja as an AI, third party AI. And listen, I can give you all the AI we work, but I'd rather spread it out with another 10 episodes of ours.
Yes.
I don't want to disclose it all in one episode.
Right. No. And I think it's good to kind of not just like throw a bunch of names out there, but as you did, kind of show or tell. So kind of say show and tell, I guess, of talking about, well, how do we actually use these tools to make things easier? Because if you were to sit down and either do that yourself or have your graphic designer that's on your team design that, how long would that take, right? That image that we saw was very intricate. So the fact that you could just use something, plug and play, and then like move that along, you were able to do that in just a few minutes. I mean, we've only been recording for 10 minutes and that, and that includes the intro that we were doing. So in, you know, less than, let's say, 8 minutes, you were able to do that. Whereas if someone was looking at a blank screen in Canva or, you know, Adobe or any of these, you know, editors, it would take them a really long time to do. So I think that goes back to like that time and money aspect, because either you're spending your time or you're spending your money paying for someone else's time.
Correct. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen any third party AI do it like it does. Like, I haven't seen any other third party do what Taja does. It could do it and can do it. It doesn't do it like in an instant. You just copy and paste and it just does it. Right. I haven't seen it. So
now, I'm very happy with it. Pretty cool, because that, and I know that's one I think we've mentioned between the two of us.
So now I got to show you our platform right now. I got to show it to you.
Let's do it.
You're killing me, Kira. You're killing me. I gotta show you what we're doing here. So you go to our dashboard and our AI platform, right? And this is our AI. So
this is through iShook for people that are new to this. This is
iShook.ai, right? Forget the magic AI. It is magic, right? That's the idea. But we're going to change that logo. But you go over here, AI editor. So you can post title generator, summarize text, article generation, e-commerce, product description, product name. There is dozens of features here, and we're going to be adding our own customized features to this, you know, template-based platform. What we have over here is, let's do an AI image. Let's do an AI image. Here we go. So I have a bunch of AI images that I did, right? You have DALL-E and Stable Fusion. The Fusion, right?
Oh, so it's integrated.
Integrated together.
Wow, very cool.
So our platform has an integration of both together. Our platform has AI video, where you can upload an image based on these criteria images, and it'll create a video from that image. Wow. And again, that's both, you know, both several platforms in one, several, I guess, AI, what is the best word?
AI tools within one platform.
But I think OpenAI and ChatGPT is not just a tool. It's like an AI server. It's like a machine.
Oh, yeah. It's an AI learning language model.
Right. So they're much bigger, more robust, as opposed to just an AI. Well, we're an AI platform. We're basically an AI generating platform. But these are like the AI learning machines, right? And they give you, and you're kind of connecting straight into them. And then you have over here AI plagiarism, to check if your content is a plagiarized content, even if it's an AI production. And this is my favorite. If let's say you have a video, right? Here's a video, and I want to generate a blog post off the video. Give it a second. I got to do it again. Sometimes the server gets lagged. Okay. No, I can't do the share. So you also got to be careful. You can't use a share video. It's got to be a video that's, what do you call it? Actually, let's press paste.
Like a direct link or something?
Yeah. Once it says the word share there, just for everyone to know, in any AI platform or any system that's pulling, once it says the word share at the end, it won't pull it. So look, it doesn't share at the end.
Okay.
Now it's going to start pulling the information. It's just like learning curve. Like, you got to know that.
Right. Kind of the little.
Like if you're going to paste it and you say, oh, it doesn't work. Your platform doesn't work, Benny. No. You got to get the right tag. And there you go.
It creates
a full blog. A full blog. Look, it's typing up a full blog. Wow. And guess what? Then you go to our other platform as a side point, iShook Daily or iShook Finance, right? And then you're able to pop up and go to admin. I'm going to go to the admin account, okay? But anyway, you can see in the admin account, you can create your own user account, right? And now you can actually post an article. Oh, sorry. Showing you guys all the real deal, how things move in our platform.
Even I haven't seen this, guys.
Yeah. So this is like, let's say I want to create a post. Oh, add a post. I'm sorry. Sometimes I forget how to use my own platforms. You know,
You're doing a lot here, Benny.
So let's say I want to create an article or I want to take a video, right? So that was the video I did, and I just dropped the video link, paste here, get the video. The video is already set, and then
it's
dropped the article.
AI image.
Yeah, it's pulling.
Look at that. It's pulling the image that we just generated earlier.
Yeah, because we thumbnailed it already, right? We thumbnailed.
That's aggressive.
And then what do? I go back. Well, I already went out, but then I would go back and copy and paste
it. Yeah.
The general summary of the podcast.
Which I also recommend for anything that's AI generated, that I always consider that to be for idea generation or a draft. So I always go through and just make sure everything's accurate. But yeah, I mean, I'm not usually making that many changes. It's more like maybe just style wise.
It's like I said with Chad.
But you always have to check.
We have a pending trademark called AI with human eye. Like you always gotta look to what you created with AI. AI is just a starting point for you. And of course you should add on more. You can even use AI to expand and to correct for you whatever you want. Yeah. But this is the ultimate game here. So as an entrepreneur, if you want to get your press releases out, this is how you do it. And guess what? In iShook platform, the iShook daily platform, or even iShook finance, if you want to write about finance, the benefit is we're the first journalistic platform with obviously the iShook brand, right? Mm-hmm. That you're able to monetize, literally monetize by publishing journalistic articles or any article. So right now you can have your own, it will be in a regular user because this is like the admin user right now.
Right.
But it would be literally that you will get monies, dollars and cents for per view of your article. And we already connected to Google News with SEO marketing and all that stuff. So you have an opportunity to also get your article viral through iShook Daily. And it's all for free. We want you just to write for us. Come write. Of course, there's an editorial. We got to go review it. We already have potential editorial staff coming through, you know, and you're going to have to go through it. But it's awesome because now you have the tools with iShook to start doing this sequence of work and be able to post articles and press releases.
And how important is that, like, as an entrepreneur to be able to say, hey, here is content of mine. I need to be putting it out there. I need more views and all that. And for iShook to offer that in that free way for people just to be like, hey, I want to share this right now. And get this out there. Because a lot of other types of publications, you have to pay to play. But it seems to be the opposite with iShook, where it's like, you guys are offering people, hey, you know, kind of join us in the way of sharing content. And as you're getting views, people are actually going to be making money, not spending money on getting that.
I always believe that if we create a platform and we want users to come on board, even the podcasting that we're doing, right? This is just the beginning of many more podcasts to come to really learn and generate and help everyone grow, right? Like we said last podcast, right? The 100X. I want to teach people how to make 100,000. Like that's what I want everyone to learn. Like forget the millionaires. I mean, like how you know, first get the 100,000.
You got to get that first 100,000.
Yeah, get the first 100K. Then we talk about the million. Then we 100X on the 100, right? And that's what I tell everybody. So the point is with this sequence, like you go to Presswire, you're spending $300, $400, $500, $600.
Oh yeah. Right? It's spending wicked money. Expensive.
Right. So I'm saying is very simple. Come join iShook. We'll spend the money. We'll do it for you because we know the importance of a user and how users give their time. And we always believed in iShook that if you're giving us your time to grow iShook by being a user, we value that value. We value your presence in our platform. And therefore we want to give as much as we can where you're doing things. It's not for free. It costs money, right? By our end. But again, it's a relationship. It's a bilateral relationship that we're trying to create with our users and content creators. And of course, we want to give monetization on every type of creation of content, specifically with the literary words and writing literary works is worth money. You can do short stories on iShook Daily, you know, and just put it as a short story. And it's obviously yours. You own it. We don't own your info. You know, we don't own your creations. It's your creation. And and we're going to monetize it together. We're doing a profit sharing with you guys.
It's exciting. Market. It's exciting to offer people that. And I think like, so far we've talked about how to use like image generation through AI and especially like how that's linked to YouTube, being able to write like show notes and other things to accompany a YouTube video or some kind of video. But I think other ways, when I think about AI doing writing for entrepreneurs, I think about for me, what takes up the most time in terms of like the digital media, the social media, a lot of it is writing the newsletters we send out through DNA Today. We send out a monthly newsletter for our subscribers, social media captions like that to me. Oh my God. It's like one of those things I hate doing. Cause it's like, you want to be witty. You want to be this and that. And, you know, we showed kind of writing a blog post and other emails, but I think like writing the newsletters in the social media captions or posts, I think that is such a game changer because it's so much easier to edit than it is to write. Because Correct. Sitting there and being like, okay, I got to come up with what is my point, whatever this, that, whereas like you can just feed ChatGPT or these other tools. Hey, I am doing a post, you know, for instance, recently, I live in Las Vegas. There's the National Association for Broadcasters Conference. So I went there, right? I'm like, all right, there's a picture of me there. I don't know what to post, right? So I put it into ChatGPT and I'm like, all right, I went to this conference, some info about the conference, write a post basically saying like, I went and had a good time. Boom, it gives it to me. And then I can just edit it. And it can even give it to you with some emojis in there. So especially for the tasks that are the ones that you dread doing or take up the most of your time, AI is just amazing. And I think OpenAI is kind of a good baseline tool. And then you can figure out what other tools you like or that integrate, right? Like iShook integrates a lot of these tools just within the platform.
Right. And I also find using AI and DALL-E and all these platforms, you have to be a very skilled prompter. And what's good about our platform is the preset prompts are already ready. So when you write something small, it does it. Like, you know, like the tools are endless when it comes to that. Now, when it comes to keywords or tags, right, there are platforms that do it already automatically. I suggest, you know, other platforms. I'm going to give a list also in our drop down, you know, in YouTube.
Yeah, in the show notes. Yeah.
Yeah, the show notes. And then basically everybody will be able to see a lot more what you could do because I want to help people sequences. The thing that we're going to be teaching, and I think that's what we should be doing this year, is teaching people the sequence of work. I think that's the best work to do. I mean, that we should definitely put segments on that sequence of work, how you should do AI, how you should prepare your AI work, how you should start doing things like hands on. You know, I see a lot of things on TikTok and all the social medias that people are claiming they can do A or B or C, and literally they don't. I don't think they really know how to do it. Like, I think it's all scam in a sense. Like,
or it's not necessarily a very efficient way to do it. It's a way maybe, but it's not like one of the best ways.
That's true. I mean, one segment I definitely want to do is show people how to write a book from AI, but not the way everyone else does it. A legitimate book.
I would love that because it is on my list in my career to write a book. And at one point I was working with a company who basically was going to use all, I've been a podcaster for 13 years. So was going to use my main show that I've been doing for about 12 and go through it and basically come up with a book outline. I would approve that book outline and use the content from the show and all the interviews I've done. And then once I approved the outline, actually draft the book for me to then totally edit, right? So it wouldn't just be like published.
Yeah, but you don't need no one. Kira, I'm sorry, I'm doing this on a podcast, but you don't need anyone to do that. I mean, just as a side point.
So it didn't work. That was the end. It didn't end up working. So it was a beta thing.
So I'm sorry. I got to jump in, Kira.
Jump in. That's why I'm bringing it up.
All right. So let's say I would take your stuff, like all the material. First of all, you got to give me a criteria. Taking the whole thing is not good. You got to give me the years. Right. You got to give me the years that you want to write about, that you say, okay, Benny, this year and this amount of podcasts that I did is what I want to write about. Like, these are the topics. You give me the select podcasts you want.
Right.
I take those podcasts in our iShook.ai plus other third-party platforms, get the transcripts of those podcasts instantly. Like, it transcribes a podcast. Then you throw it on another platform. I'm not going to disclose the platforms because we want to first do this internally to do test run, a case study, right?
We'll have me be the guinea pig. Definitely.
Okay, yeah. Plus, I have my other podcast. I'm doing it now for my other stuff. So then I take that, and I tried this already. Then I take that information and I say, please give me an outline and a brief summary of this podcast. And provide the key information notes that are there. Like, I give it a whole prompt. I get it. Then I go to ChatGPT and I ask ChatGPT. And you can't do this alone in ChatGPT. ChatGPT created so many limitations. Yeah. And then I go to ChatGPT and I say, ChatGPT, please give me an outline chapter to chapter, subject to subject, what it should be. There's your bait. Here, I already created for you on a silver platter how your book should start, begin, and end from things you've already said.
Right. I mean, and that's what you need. You need to start, as we said, looking at the blank screen with the cursor blinking at you. Like, that is hard. But if you were already starting out with content, so much easier. Even if you're someone that's been a blogger for years, taking all those blogs and saying, okay, how can I form this into a book outline? Well, I think it's not just podcasters. I think there's so many people out there that have created a ton of content that are like, oh, someday in my career, I'll write a book, like my kind of thing. And I'm like, actually, I could probably do that this year, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's, you know, and you don't need a ton of time necessarily compared to back in the day where someone would just like write a book and it would take years and right. 18 years.
Yeah, because you have to sit there. You were the AI. Your human body was the AI. But I don't think it's necessarily a cheat on the AI. I think what it is just we're saving time.
You're using it as a tool.
Right. Because what I like about taking from a podcast, I said it already. I didn't make it up. It's just I can't remember every word I say. You gotta be an ultra genius for that. Like to remember every single word you say to they say, okay, no, oh, I said that. Let me paraphrase that. Let me put in the book now. No, I mean, that's near
impossible. We're not savants in that way. No,
yeah, we're not there. We're savants in other things.
Nope. Yeah, definitely.
Right. So that alone, AI has given us an opportunity and ability to do things that we would have never been able to do before. And now we can get our message out even better. Then create an audiobook and have our information concise. And remember, many times when we're doing podcasts, and a lot of people just don't know this, is we're creating ideas off the cuff sometimes.
Especially this show.
Yeah, yeah, well, I love that. That's my main way of doing shows.
Yes.
So even in that itself, in that instance itself, like I'm not going to remember everything I said off the cuff. It's off the cuff. And sometimes like, when you do things off the cuff, it's like, wow, you said something.
Sometimes
crazy.
You come up with some great ideas that, hey, they were captured in some way. How can you pull that and use it in a different form? And I think that's a lot of, as entrepreneurs, if you're in the digital space, like we both are with our different companies, that it's like, okay, how can we take this one piece of content we made and turn that into many pieces of content? And like, for instance, this is, you know, probably going to be like, you know, 45 minutes, an hour long podcast episode, right? There's a lot of different things we are talking about in this episode that we can take out, like shorts that we kind of mentioned before, sure. And Click Talk and all of that we can post on. But it's like taking one thing you did and turning it into a lot of different pieces, because then you've created so much more content instead of sitting down and making all of these original pieces, because not everybody's going to listen to this full episode of us, right? Some people are just going to listen to something that we post on Click Talk, which is an iShook branded app, and something on iShook Daily, right? So not everybody's going to consume all of these pieces. So you're able to grab more of your audience and engage them too, especially when it's in a short form that might lead them then to check out your long form content.
Right. And of course, even though we have all these platforms that we've created that are native to us, am I allowed to use the word native? I think we're allowed to use the word native, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I don't want to be canceled in one day.
I'm pretty good with PC culture, so you can always check with me. I feel like I tend to be pretty good. Yes.
Yes. I think it's a native app to our own platform, right? To iShook. But it doesn't mean we're not going to be in every other social media. Mm-hmm. Our intent with our social media is to create a system where you can be in our platform, but in every platform.
It's not about being exclusive. I think that's
It's about giving use tools and usability. That's what I look at.
And spreading out so that you're connecting with lots of different audiences. Yeah. You don't want to be on one thing. We've even seen this in the podcast space that there was a big shift, I think this year, I want to say, of like Gimlet Media and like, you know, that's the Spotify studios and all that, that they used to have all their shows really be exclusive on Spotify. And then they learned, you know what, we can do, like, that's actually not advantageous for us. And they've started releasing these shows on all platforms, not just Spotify. So if Spotify is doing that, you should be doing that too.
For sure. For sure. But I do suggest people should read the terms and conditions with the audiobooks in Spotify.
Mm.
I don't know if I said this before, but I heard that in Spotify, I don't know how much it's true, but we definitely got to do research next. I'm going to do research for the next episodes about this because this definitely has to run in entrepreneurship, because when you publish a book, you want to do an audiobook. And apparently when you have an audiobook in Spotify, Spotify has a right to edit and claim the audiobook as theirs. They have the right use rights.
That's why we have to look into that. Because there's so many audiobooks, and for people that have Spotify Premium or the family plan or whatever that you pay for Spotify, you can listen to about 15 hours of audiobooks a month that are included kind of in their little thing. So, and all major books are on there. Like, I haven't gone to search for book and it hasn't come up. Sometimes it's not part of the, you can stream as your 15 hours. Sometimes it's separate. You got to pay for it. But yeah, so that's interesting, because like pretty much all the major books are on Spotify.
Right. But eventually we're going to dive into that. Yeah, we have our own ebook app with all, hopefully we're going to integrate. We're going to integrate. What do you call it with there? We're going to integrate audiobooks in the coming 6 months, actually.
Yeah, so which is really exciting because I think audiobooks, like, I mean, especially I think with podcasting, kind of the audio space, podcasting really took off like 10 years ago, I would say, when Serial Podcast came out in 2014. Now we're in 2024, so we're 10 years later. But I think even the last few years, a lot of people have started listening to podcasts more often. And then they're like, oh, now that I'm listening to podcasts, I'm like, oh, I could start listening to audiobooks. I think especially with Spotify adding audiobooks, I think that there's just been a big adaptation of like people using audiobooks way more. I mean, I've been listening to audiobooks probably since like 2008. Because I'm like, whenever you're doing any kind of like, you know, just kind of monotonous tasks and doing dishes, whatever, vacuuming, whatever, it's like so easy to consume content, you know, just in that way. So I think that's awesome. I'm like so excited. I mean, I knew about this before, but I'm like so excited you guys are joining the audiobook space. Cause I'm someone that listens to a couple audiobooks a month. That's how my Goodreads keeps up.
Right. But by the way, audiobooks is, you said the key word. I mean, audiobooks, I'm sorry for pointing at you, but you said the key word.
No, I love it. We point at each other a lot, actually. I really like it.
Audiobooks itself is, I think, the multitasker. Yes. Like if I'm reading a book, I can't multitask.
No.
But if I'm listening to a podcast and reading and doing and listening to an audiobook, I can multitask.
Yeah.
So basically I can do other activities and still be listening to this audiobook or whatever, or whatnot, you know, whatever it is, and educate myself or learn something or just listen to a novel while I'm cooking, while I'm baking or whatever it is. I mean, I cook too. I love to cook.
Yeah.
But in general, like
driving, walking, like I've been trying to walk a lot more recently and, you know, get out of this desk.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's just so great. And I think what's great about the audio space too, in terms of entrepreneurs and connecting with your audience, is like, if you are reading something, you're just reading in your head, right? You're not really hearing that author's voice, literally, right? You're not hearing their voice. You're just seeing the words on the page. But when you have someone actually talking to you, even if it's an audiobook, it's connecting with you much more. And I think I listen to a lot of like celebrity memoirs. I find them very easy to listen to. So if I zone out for a couple minutes, I'm not lost in a fiction story. So I tend to listen to a lot of celebrity memoirs and things. And it's so much more impactful to hear it because these celebrities usually read it in their own voice. It's they're reading their own book. And the impact is so much more. So I think when entrepreneurs are trying to connect with their audience, having content where, you know, video, audio, but there's something so personal about audio because someone is, you're coming into their world. Like as I'm doing dishes, as I'm doing these things in my own life, you're coming in and joining me during my day. Whereas video, all right, you're sitting there, you're watching us, right? And I think that's an important part. But I think there's something special about just audio in that sense that entrepreneurs should really take advantage of.
No doubt, I agree with you. I think when a person who wrote the book speaks his own book, but again, not everybody can, right? So we're not gonna. Right. I don't want to diminish those individuals. Right?
But when you have the opportunity to,
and right? And if you like Matthew McConaughey has it in his book, and then you have Jordan Peterson in his book, and then you have many others who do it in their book. I mean, I can go on and on, right? Mm-hmm. But the idea that they're speaking it makes a huge change. It makes a big change. Almost every author does it. And the point of it is, I think, well, not the point. The point of it is how I feel when I'm listening to them, like they're in the room with me.
Yes. You feel connected to them.
Yes.
You feel like you just spent 10 hours with them.
Right. Even so it's like when I'm, it's a long form podcast. That's why I look at it. It's a long form podcast. And that, I think that's the ultimate thing. Long form podcast. That's really what a book is in a sense. You know what I mean? Like that's what I really feel that it is. And again, podcasts are awesome because people are giving. And again, I think I said this either in our podcast or in another podcast that it's holistic information, not fragmented information. And we don't want fragmented information. And honestly, that's really what I want. I want our platform to really engage in holistic information. Even if you're going to, even if you know it's a snippet or a short or whatever it would be, I want them to understand it's connected to more of a holistic information.
Yes.
So before you comment, learn a little bit, like give a little nudge here. By the way, you know, you can learn about the whole thing if you watch the whole video. Right?
Yeah, this is just the clickbait. Like here's the little thing to get you engaged. The hook.
Correct.
But then the line and sinker is actually the whole thing. And I think people have much more of an attention span for just audio versus video or other types of media. I think people are I'll listen to an hour show. But if a blog post would take you an hour to read, you're going to lose people.
Well, isn't the top three things that people like is music, sex, and what was the third one? And
money.
money, yeah. Those are three most important things to people. I think music is on top. Audibility is on top. Am I right or wrong?
I mean, that makes sense to me. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
You want to Google that?
maybe Google that as I tell.
Let's Google that. I think that's going to be.
Isn't it so interesting though, that it's like you can use the AI platforms to help you write a book based on content that's out there, right? So I'm kind of looping in what we've talked about earlier. Write a book and then you can record that book in your own voice, put that out there. And you can use AI to be doing all the steps along the way. So I think that that's so important. Even audio editing, there's a lot of AI tools for editing that side, because for an audiobook, you're going to end up editing that, right? Like this show and really all the iShook shows are very in the moment. We're talking about this. Like we want you guys to feel like, you know, we're in different time zones. So it's afternoon.
I'm not laughing at you.
I know you're laughing at what ChatGPT is coming up with, but we want you guys to feel like you're hanging out with us and learning along with us. So yeah, Benny just typed into ChatGPT here. What are the top three most important things to Americans? Do you want to share what it came up with?
Yeah, it's weird. It said freedom and individual rights. I guess it's taking from social media. It's not taking from the stats that are right. coming out. Economic opportunity.
What is it scrubbing from?
It's going to be for sure scrub from Microsoft Bing, not from Google, mm-hmm. right? And then family and community. Let me write, what about music?
Yeah, how does music rank in the
what
list?
What about music? How does that rank?
Music is like so important.
All right, and I'm going to ask, are there any statistics?
And you're using ChatGPT 4, so you pay for it.
Yeah, I didn't want to use the iShook thing because I didn't want to
see what it did.
Yeah, I don't want to fumble.
Right. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
While we're live, that's not the best moment, right?
right. No, but we have multiple chats, multiple types of chats. I just didn't know which one would be the appropriate one.
Right. Yeah, ChatGPT is a great. Mental health is listed. Educational social benefits. This is coming from a very academic way. Yeah. It's not really including anything related to arts, which I think is really interesting. Actually, it says cultural impact on the left side of your screen there. Music genres like jazz, blues, rocks, hip hop.
Oh, you mean a response one, not a response two.
And response one. Yeah. Sorry. Did I say that wrong? Yeah. On the left side.
By the way, this thing right now is new. The response one and two in ChatGPT.
Yeah.
It wasn't in ChatGPT from last year when I got into it.
Right. And I'll say something embarrassing. I don't pay for ChatGPT yet. I've actually been meaning to do that. So it's interesting to see how yours looks different than mine.
Where are you? Why are you small?
I know. I'm like, come on, man. We got to be equals here.
No, we are. We are. It was a click issue.
I just love, pulling your finger.
Yeah, but don't worry about it. I'll put you on my team. I'll create a team and you can come on the team.
Yeah, no, that sounds really fun. Yeah. So, all right. So we've talked about quite a few AI tools, especially like under the iShook platform, and how many AI tools are integrated into what I want to call like the iShook platform of being able to use all of that, as we showed at the beginning for people that are just tuning in now. Definitely, you know, click on this once the full episode is up and everything. But are there other ones that like you use a lot? I know there's a couple more on my list.
Well, I would say to every entrepreneur, you got to use Adobe Express.
Mm. All right. Tell me more about this, Benny, because I don't use this.
Okay. Here. So we got to go back to the screen again.
Yes.
We're going back to the screen.
Going back, guys.
So Adobe Express is a tool that everyone should be using. And I've been using Adobe for literally 25 years of my life. And it's very important to use Adobe Express.
I mean, Adobe is a great company. So before we get into it, do you pay for this? How much does it cost?
Yeah, you pay for it monthly. I pay a monthly Creative Cloud subscription.
So that includes a lot then, the Creative Cloud.
Yeah. And includes the Adobe Express for free. And what Adobe Express has is instant remove background, resize image, right? Animate from audio is brand new,
that's
by the way.
That's pretty cool. I can see myself using a lot.
Yeah. So you can definitely use that a lot. And they have these features already embedded in their platforms. But one of the interesting things that they do have is whatever you create here, whether using AI or not, this will be a base. You can schedule out your posts automatically.
Whoa.
So I can link
Is it only stuff you create within Adobe Express that you can
schedule? No, you can upload it. You can upload it and save it as a project. Right. You can,
because I used to use Hootsuite in the past to do that. And now I have my team go into each individual social media platform and schedule.
Which don't do that.
It's a lot of work.
Don't do that. So I'm going to give another hack, and please use our affiliate program link.
That's all going to be in the show notes for this episode. Yeah. So we're going to put it all together after we're live here for people that watch it later.
Yeah. You go to Crowd Create. No, wrong one. Not this one.
Erase it from your brains, people.
Yeah, it's I think it's .io if I'm not mistaken. Let me just see. Let me see if this is the one.
Maybe it's that first one.
It probably is not the first
one. Right?
No, we're not supporting those guys. We're not supporting.
Nope. have affiliate relationships with them.
Let me just see what it is. I got to check, guys. One second, guys.
Benny looks at that, I want to mention for people also in the podcast space, another tool that I use a lot. It's called Podium. So it's Podium, like as if you walk up to the podium to do a speech. And it's really cool. You can basically upload your MP3 file from when you're finished with your podcast episode. So the post-production. Well, not even post-production because it's done. But, writing all your, it will write your show notes for you based on just listening to that audio. It will write those social media messages. It will transcribe the episode for you. And it's kind of cool. So it provides all of that. And then what you can also do is it kind of comes up with like a ChatGPT kind of thing where you can basically talk to it and say, hey, can you write a social media curation specifically for X or specifically for LinkedIn or TikTok or any of these different types of social media platforms? So I found it to be really helpful because after you're done producing that episode, you can just upload it. So I think that's such a great one there. Another one that is cool, kind of we've been talking about like in the video space, is something called Descript. And Descript is really cool because, and I have to use it more. I'm recommending it and I've only used it a few times, but it's simply because I need to carve out time to just explore and have fun with these tools. So basically one of the cool things about Descript is, let's say right now I'm looking off screen, right? I'm looking at a different monitor, but what Descript will do is it will, as I'm looking at a different screen, it will actually change my eye contact to be with the camera, even if I'm not looking at it. Right. So it is a little creepy when you look at like a side-by-side of people being like, hey, this was my original recording and this is Descript fixing where my eye contact is. That's where we're at, like, you know, and that's something that I try to be good at, like glancing at notes and then like looking back at the camera. But, you know, for people that want to just like read a script or something, especially if you're doing like an ad or something like that, verbatim.
Descript is very good platform. No doubt.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about it. I didn't use it myself yet, but no doubt, but, it's called,
so what do we got Studio, here?
Content Studio. Link all my socials.
Which you have a lot.
And I'm able to instantly post. So if let's say I want to create a post, compose social post or a blog post, this will do it automatically.
Wow.
I have it here. I upload the video. I have Canva integration. Oh, and it works with Canva.
Canva's another awesome tool I've probably used for 10 years.
This is a crazy platform, Content Studio. And there's another one called Only Social. They both are very good. And you can literally post one stop and it does it. Done.
Wow. Right?
And you post to everyone. Eventually, by the way, iShook.com social media platform. Once you post on iShook.com and you integrate your socials, you'll be posting automatically from one posting platform to all posting platforms.
Oh, nice. I'm looking
so you buy iShook, but you never leave any other platform. But here you have to like upload and everything. You're already posting one platform. But again, this is the beauty about reposting and sharing and sequence work. This is unbelievable. I would suggest anyone to use Content Studio. And then I will share our link as well in the notes on YouTube channel and our other channels.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love just all these options too. We're like, this is great. This is great. This is great. I think another one I want to throw out there that I've noticed some people using in meetings is Otter AI, where you could be on a Zoom call and you're just meeting. It's not live or anything. It's just you're chatting with other people and it takes notes for you. So it's basically like having a note taker during the meeting. So instead of one person being like, all right, I'll take notes for the session for everybody, right? None of that anymore. Right. Otter AI can basically do it and then it shares it. And there's other ones too. That's the one that comes to mind that I've seen people use the most. But yeah, I think that's kind of a game changer too, in terms of, as an entrepreneur, how many meetings do you take, right? How many times are you like, oh, hold on, I'm just making a note of that. Or you're typing and you're saying, I've definitely done this with you, Betty. Like, I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm just taking notes on this. Cause I don't want you thinking I'm writing an email as we're talking, like multitasking. Right. So isn't that kind of cool that you can use Otter AI and maybe use it for some meetings that you're not, that you're also taking notes with? So
yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But the thing is, one thing I do get wary of is when we're doing meetings for people, like I just met you and I'm doing a meeting and all of a sudden I have a, where this message is being recorded or this video without asking you in advance, can we record it?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't like when people do that. Like I had.
No, I would definitely ask people in advance.
Or yeah, that's what people should know, like, as an entrepreneur or as a person in the social media space. What right do you have? Like when we were doing, when I was doing interviews based on LinkedIn for podcasters to join, to start, you know, you were one of them. Thank God you got on board.
Yeah. I passed the interview, guys.
That was awesome. But one guy literally just put me on. I'm not going to mention his name. I don't want to, you know, we don't want no legal issues, right?
Nope. Defamation, just say a dude.
Defamation. Yeah. Right? but the reality is what happened was when he got when me John on the phone. When John Doe got me on the phone or on the meeting, he had an app that says you are being recorded. What did I do? I quickly hung up.
Yeah.
And then I said, I will not have a meeting with
you.
And then he started saying, based on what I was offering, that I'm a scammer. I'm like, I'm a scammer? I'm like,
no.
What are you saying? You didn't have to come on this meeting. I'm really making podcasts and I'm trying to get co-hosts and trying to build a podcast network here.
Yes.
And you're what? You're saying I'm a scammer?
Yeah. For a first meeting, I would have it either mention it as you're scheduling the meeting, be like, do you feel comfortable if I use an AI to take notes during the meeting? It does mean that it is recorded. Say it ahead of time. Or when you start the call, say, hey, I have this thing. Do you mind if I start that now? And if they say no, be ready to just take notes, old school.
And then he said I was a scammer. I said he was a scammer. He hung up on me and I had a whole LinkedIn conversation. He blocked me. And he happened to be a journalist of a newspaper, plus a person who does a lot of podcasts. But whatever. It's interesting. I don't know what kind of journalist he was, but you know, you can't just call a person a scammer and think
And journalists are used to recording things, but like journalists will, and I don't know if I guess I'm kind of a journalist, but will say, hey, do you like, I'm going to hit record. Is that okay? Like that's part of the process when you go to interview someone, if you're doing it for writing purposes.
Right. But that's like, not an initial, that's not an initial
thing. Not an interview for a job.
That's like when I press Zoom and we were clicking in Zoom, all of a sudden, boom, recording. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? I hung up right away.
You're like, I'm not doing this. Yeah. So definitely good. Good to mention people of like, hey, as an entrepreneur, you still need to develop relationships. I think that's one thing. Like we're talking about all these awesome AI tools to use and optimize and streamline. And instead of having, you know, interns do a bunch of legwork, like you could have AI start doing certain things. But I think it does come back to that concept you said of like AI with human eye, right? Of we need to use it along with what we do and not have it replace what we do, but more just make it happen faster. So you still need to be using your human senses and judgment. Exactly. And
you need to be able to use, you need to be able to use, you have, your intelligence has to be in par or above in order to truly use AI in its full potential. It's like the iPhone. You need to really learn the iPhone's UI to truly, you know, understand how to use the iPhone. You know what I mean? The IQ level. It's like the IQ in basketball. You have an IQ in basketball. So you know the game, you have IQ in it. So same thing.
So here's a question for you, Betty. So is there any task as an entrepreneur that you would never switch to AI to doing? Is there certain things that you're like, you just have to do this yourself if you're the CEO, or you know, for people that are a little bit not at our level of being CEOs yet, but that are kind of that side hustle and building up the business? Or you kind of like can't think of something because AI is so new?
So I tell people as follows, if you're writing an idea, like AI can't make ideas for you. Whatever we said was AI to take what you've already said as an idea, right? Mm. But not every idea am I going to put on a podcast, because you don't know what the response of that idea would be. right? Mm. So what do I do? This is what I do. First, like if I'm writing a book, right, with a specific idea, like it's not in my, like whatever, let's say I did an example. We did the whole sequence to get our books put together. And then when we did the example to put our books together, right, we have an idea of what the book is going to look like. We right. read the book and we say, okay, we have a lot of missing ideas that we need to put now manually in the book, right? So what I would do is I would write my ideas on paper first, then type it. Mm. That's what I do. Because you want, because the human AI is the hand.
Mm.
When you yes. write something, you're embedding it to memory. And I remember, and you should know this, by the way, because I spoke this, I think, with Chad once, but you would know this for sure, that I believe there's a nervous system that goes from the hand muscles straight to the brain.
Oh, yeah.
So that is the direct connection. So when you are writing, you're literally embedding it into the brain.
And I mean, that makes sense, because I think people that are my age and older and I'm 28, that didn't grow up with, having laptops in elementary, middle school, even high school of like that. Like we took notes in a spiral notebook, right? But that's the way that we learned of like, as you're taking notes and you're writing that down, that's getting in your brain. And that's how I would learn. So even to this day, when I'm at conferences and things where I'm trying to learn a lot, I like writing it, even if I'm not going to go back and read those notes, because that's how it absorbs in my brain better. And yeah, it's easier to refer back to notes that are typed and stuff, but that makes sense, right? Like that's how we all grew up learning through at least high school. And even in college, I was like that weirdo that was taking notes in a spiral notebook and not my laptop.
No doubt. And you should know one thing, if you go to Dropbox, so anyone who uses it, like every entrepreneur should use Dropbox.
Yes, right? That's a staple.
Right, that's a staple. Yeah, they did a great job as a platform, no doubt about it. Now, if you use Dropbox has AI integration to organize your folders automatically, depending on the sequences you want, right? Writing material that you're learning or that you're studying organizes the folders and the ideas in your mind.
Yes.
What happens is people stop reading and writing together.
Yeah.
So then what ends up happening, their mind is not trained to think and organize information.
Mm.
So for sure, as a human person, you need to learn and train your mind how to think and organize in order to be a good entrepreneur.
Yeah. Like even like I will pull out, I was at a conference and I literally have like the top of this as ideas. Right. And I'm just like writing things. And I think that's where you kind of get inspired too, of different points. Yeah. And you're like, as you're hearing something at different, you know, I say conferences a lot because I'm not a student anymore. So that's where I learn. But, you know, just jotting things down. And I think that is just so great and connecting it that way. I think there's a time and place for certain ideas from AI. So I'll give an example. Like I was working with a new client and I do, as you guys can tell, obviously I'm a podcaster, but I also help people launch their podcast or edit or whatever they need to do. And so when I was working with a new client, they were like, all right, I want to do a podcast about real estate and religion. I'm like, interesting. To me, those are very different topics. So how am I going to come up with a podcast title that ties both of those together? And so I went over to ChatGPT and I was like, hey, going to have a new podcast. It's about religion and real estate. Help me combine these. And it came up with a bunch of different titles for the podcast, right? Way better than me just sitting there thinking. But then I can kind of tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
it's still missing when you're doing it. You still have missing ideas there. I mean, I tried the same things,
right?
Not podcasts, but other ideas to combine. Like there is some missing material.
Even something like that, it's just like a name, right? So it's like, all right, come up with this. And it came up with Kingdom Keys. That is a great title and a bunch
that's
of others.
Actually, that was my favorite. That's actually very good.
Right. How great of for a religious podcast, Kingdom Keys. You got the keys for the real estate, like going into the kingdom, but then the kingdom in terms of like that concept.
Interesting, by the way. Interesting what you're saying. I saw a short today where they said if you take the statistics of how many congregations are there, churches specifically, right? So he said how many McDonald's are there in the U.S.? 36,000. In the
US.
No, I'm sorry. No, 36,000 global McDonald's globally.
Okay.
About 36,000 franchises. And in the US, it's about 15,100 franchises.
Wow. Okay. I honestly would have thought it'd be more.
Right. Yeah. But how many churches are there? 316,000 in the US.
I was going to say way more. Yeah.
Now, but that's a lot. That's a lot. In ratio and percentages, that's huge.
Oh, yeah.
And again, that's only churches, Protestant based.
Right. So other that's not even taking in mosques, synagogues, like different right. places
or
worship.
I forgot what the Indian temples, the Indian temples also.
Yes. Yes. Right? A lot of different types.
Hindu temples. You're talking about also Confucius temples or any other. But I don't think they're in high numbers compared to. Mm-hmm. Compared to, you know, what we have with the Protestant churches. I mean, that's right. huge. That is huge.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. So it makes sense. Real estate and religion, because religion takes a huge part, takes a huge step in creating a neighborhood. So, I mean,
yeah,
a lot of having a religious space. Yeah. Yeah. The community and no doubt.
Yeah. But that just shows an example. Like, I never would have come up with Kingdom Keys if I sat there for hours thinking whatever. So I think there's certain types of ideas that like kind of straightforward things like that, or just to get you started. So there's certain things like, you know, I can say to ChatGPT, give me some ideas of if I was writing a book about genetics of what topics are hot topics right now.
Correct.
Maybe not right now because timely is not so great. Or last 5 years or whatever. Right. But I'm not just going to take that and have that be my book draft. Right. I'm going to be like, all right, so let me really massage these ideas much more. So I think it's.
No, but AI, you also have to be predictive.
Jumping off point. Yeah.
Right. But you also have to be predictive of what could be relevant tomorrow. Right.
Yeah. Which ChatGPT is not going to be as good at. Right. Because it's looking at the history of what's out there on the internet to take data from. But us being in our certain industries, we can look at, well, we're seeing a lot more talk of this. So I feel like this is what's going to be next. So I think that's where there's always going to be a time and place for the human brain and for you to be your own, the CEO of your company. And as we said, using it as a tool, it's not to replace, it's to speed things up.
You know, we should definitely do a podcast for the future. And I think we're going to end off with this, right? We should definitely do a podcast about the Neuralink in genetics and how AI really will affect that kind of thing. Like genetically, can the human mind contain like speed level of information? And like
that's interesting.
Is a person's brain exercised enough to retain instant download or upload, whatever you want to call it? More like the upload of information.
Yeah, like the way we learn, how is that so different pre-internet AI, you know, compared to now?
I don't think we're made for instant info.
No, the human brain takes a while to take concepts and just the way that it needs to play with it to process, right? Like as kids, we play house, we go out into the woods, have fun, like kids aren't doing that anymore. So I think I don't know how entrepreneur that is, but I find that interesting.
Right. I think the whole point of Neuralink was to bring people back their mobilities. Like if they say if they're paralyzed or if they can't see anymore, that was the point of the Neuralink in general.
Right. But recreating those connections.
Yeah. But are they looking like a matrix? You put the clip or whatever it is, or, you know, what's being thought about here, or cyberpunk? What is really being done here? Right. Like what's the idea behind all this? Can we really retain that level of I guess usage? I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I think that should be a podcast. As we're talking, no, listen, I would never do it. I would be afraid to do it. I would never want to damage my process and way of thinking.
Yeah. My brain's fragile enough. I have a hard enough time learning and all that. I don't know about throwing more in there.
Right. Don't we all?
Yes. But at least we have AI to kind of help us along the way of different things, right?
AI is an accessory. It should never be your main.
No. But even that, right? Like I am a terrible speller. I can't spell. I got one time an 11% on a spelling test once in like sixth grade. Like I cannot spell. I just can't. It's just part of, I think, kind of somewhat of a learning.
Yeah, I think most people you know? Are not real spellers in a sense.
And especially nowadays, because less people are actually writing, right? We have audio.
Yeah. Don't forget also because we don't even memorize phone numbers anymore. Do you remember your phone number?
My home phone from childhood, which is still my parents' home line, and my best friend's phone number. I don't even know my girlfriend's phone number. Like, I need to learn that for an emergency, right? At least
So I memorize my wife's phone number. I memorize my father's phone number.
Yes.
Those numbers I memorize. For some reason,
the ones that I dialed as a kid, I know. But other ones, nah.
But I can never memorize my mom's. Crazy. That's the only reason why. I love my mom so much, but I can never memorize her number.
It's just funny how it doesn't stick because we're just clicking on their face and our phone and everything. But yeah, well, this has been a blast, Benny. Yeah.
Awesome.
I think AI tools, obviously, as entrepreneur, you guys have to integrate them in. Like, it's not really a choice anymore. If you're not using AI tools, you will be left behind because you need to be saving that time and money. And I think just from idea generation, all that, it's just, you got to find ways to use it. And hopefully, you know, we shared so many tools today. Just try a few of them out. Just play with them on a Saturday morning, you know?
Yeah. And don't forget iShook.ai, $9.99 a month with no doubt. And you get unlimited words, credits, and 10,000 images a month. So
wow, go for it, guys. 10,000.
Yeah, I'm
you gotta let me know if anybody hits that, because that's an insane cap. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, you think about it. You could pay someone $100 an hour for a task. So if you do it throughout the month, that you easily, the ROI on that is amazing.
Yeah, I just want people to use it because we want more users, and I want people to use our platform. You know, that's the idea, use our iShook. So this way we can promote more and build, help others get their 100X, you know, through iShook. That's the idea.
And everything is integrated, as you were talking about. It's like you got Dolly integrated in there. So instead of paying for all these platforms separately, why not pay for iShook that has everything in there? So maybe because I've made such a good, presentation for it. Maybe I'll be able to get a free month or something.
you'll get it unlimited for free forever. Don't worry.
I love it. I'm like, if I ask Benny live on the air, he can't say no, guys. Yeah, I got him.
That's the benefit of being part of the iShook group, you know?
Hey, I love it. Well, Benny, thank you so much. This was just so much fun. Kira, I am just so enthralled by AI. I think the past year, my workflow has completely changed. I'm able to produce so many more podcast episodes and do so much more, on the back end of the business and stuff. So this is just incredible. So again, everybody check out all those affiliate links so that, you know, even if you don't get a discount, which you might, a lot of them, you get discounts in general, but at least you're giving us a kickback for iShook. And that's a great way to support the show. So if you got something out of it, why not support us through that way? So
awesome.